so fancy. The introductions are just a little much, huh? Okay. This is our third week in the pre-Christmas sermon series as we get closer this Christmas. To clarify, in my own words, to get closer to Christmas means to stay in love with God, not warm 103 or our Amazon Prime accounts. May our faith in Christ lead our hearts this time of year. May we not be so consumed, lest we forget how this festive time all began. Put that there. So how did it all begin? With an ordinary girl in an ordinary stable in an ordinary town, visited by ordinary blue-collar laborers taking leave of their sheep on a boring third shift. The letter O brings us to consider how ordinary it was when it all began. How ordinary were the people and places of the most extraordinary event the world has or will ever know, the birth of a Savior, Jesus. If you feel like an ordinary person this morning, if you are humble of heart and trying your best to honor God in a season that easily distracts us, then you, my friend, are in the best spot to more easily see and listen to life around you, to bring help or cheer or both to strangers and friends. And most of all, being ordinary is a good spot to be faithful, bringing honor to God. Nestle into an ordinary stance, I tell you. Don't overachieve one single thought. Note to self. Being ordinary, that is, living faithful, obedient lives, is one of the most God-bearing things we do. Mother Teresa was a Nobel Prize winner, but her greatest honor, her greatest achievement, was doing small things every day among the unnoticed poor. She is quoted in saying, "Do ordinary things with extraordinary love." Calling a friend, sending a text, checking in on each other, shoveling a walk with a neighbor, for a neighbor, stopping to say hi on a walk. Ordinary things bearing God's extraordinary love. We can be seduced into believing we have to make this the best Christmas ever for ourselves and our loved ones. We may get caught up in the quest to buy the perfect gifts, caught up in the desire to create the most decorative craft Pinterest has ever seen, or the lighted display of a front yard captured by the Sunday Patriot, or caught up in baking more cookies than the West Shore can consume. We may be caught up in making it extraordinary all in ourselves. In a season where many are amplifying material aspects of life, may we, in our hearts, get closer to what is intangible, what is already extraordinary, and that is God's overwhelming, never-ending, reckless, amazing love. Still, God gives God's very self away. To who? Well, that's the extraordinary part. God came through the ordinary to capture our hearts. Mary was ordinary, and more so, she was a girl, a poor one at that. Her only ticket to any life at all was to marry a nice guy the traditional way, arranged and joined with a careful, detailed time frame according to custom. To be with child without all that happening ahead of time was like lighting a match in a kerosene factory. It would ruin, if not cost her, her life. But somehow, Mary, the ordinary, trusted the extraordinary. Not only trusted, but gave herself over to be the God-bearer. Now, let's talk about trusting. Trusting means that one has faith in what they cannot see. It is a choice. And making that choice means we have chosen what is valuable to us. So when we're all stressed out and we have to zoom into the drive-thru of Chick-fil-A just to get the latest shake, milkshake, we are making a choice that we feel is valuable to us. But that, of course, we know, if we take it back a couple steps, is not really what is valuable in our lives. Followers of Jesus live by the values of the kingdom, not door-busting sales or trendy possessions. The coming of Christmas often causes us to make choices or value what will only have a short-term effect. So what gain is there for that which only lasts a season, like wrapping paper or decorations or a dry, needleless tree? It all gets put away or tossed aside. Extraordinary is the love of God, that in receiving it, our response is to extend it within our ordinary day. We, the ordinary like Mary, bear God's extraordinary love. Let's talk about how we can do that. Let's get closer. Trust in what can't be bought, baked, or brandished. Let us pause to be still and know God. To daily read something of God. Open an app with the Word. Breathe a prayer for someone you love or heard about this morning. Breathe a prayer across a checkout line or ahead of you in traffic. To get closer this Christmas, I'm here to tell you that being ordinary actually helps get us closer to Christ. The one thing we can do within our ordinariness is to trust God with the day we're given. When things start to wind up tighter than a spring, stop and savor the extraordinary gift of life we have in God, who gives us that which is eternal, that which will never fade or expire. It is a beyond this world guarantee. Our response to be faithful, to be obedient, to freely love others in the same fashion that God came down to earth for the ordinary. We do it the same way that God entered this world. Paul writes to his friends and affirms the faithful and dedicated work they're doing in the community. Paul says, "We ask, brothers and sisters, to acknowledge those who work hard among you, who care for you in the work, and who admonish you and hold them in the highest regard in love because of their work. Live in peace with each other." He goes on to say that keep doing what you're doing in everyday kind of ways. "I commend you. I rejoice that you're doing this good work every day." The everyday faithfulness is enough. The everyday faith is enough to change the world around us. But one important point that I will stress, and that is this faithfulness is not exclusive. Jesus didn't walk into a religious setting and handpick the most knowledgeable or deeply spiritual folks to bear God's love in the world. Yes, I will take you and you. Jesus shows us all what to do with ordinary lives as we visualize him going about his way every day, eating, drinking, teaching, talking, laughing, weeping with ordinary people. Faithfulness is not just what we see within ourselves or can bear within ourselves. For God-bearing love can be seen in many ordinary people and in ordinary places. What happens when others see God-bearers in action in ordinary people and in ordinary places? What happens when ordinary people then see other ordinary people do ordinary things with extraordinary love? I will show you this older commercial from Liberty Mutual Insurance that kind of lays out what ordinary people do when they see ordinary people doing extraordinary things in love.
When it's people who do the right thing, they call it being responsible. When it's an insurance company, they call it Liberty Mutual. Responsibility. What's your policy?
Ordinary people doing simple acts of kindness. But as you can see, the video is seen from the perspective of those watching random acts of kindness. What is seen in action, in turn, inspires another to act in kind. When we faithfully and obediently approach our day and our work with the greater mission of glorifying God, of valuing God, things change. The world will change. Such changes will be noticed, and this will be a testament not to how awesome we are for having done good things, but how awesome and important God is. God, who is abounding in steadfast love, is visible in ordinary people who bear the same love. Daily routines can seem boring, but routines provide structure for obedience to God. Routine faithfulness to daily prayer, meditating on God's word, faithfulness in a steady neighborly act, pulling someone's trash can back every day is seen by someone. It may be seen by someone in turn who is inspired to act in kind. All in an ordinary day with extraordinary love. In all the glitter, let us not miss the opportunity to do the most God-bearing thing, to simply live quiet lives with faithful, joyful obedience, to glorify God daily in our jobs, our routines, our relationships, to get closer to Christ, and being ordinary helps. Let us pray. Most holy God, we are in awe of you and your extraordinary love. The psalmist was right in singing, "What are we who are ordinary that you would even pay attention to us, or look our way. But that is what makes you, Lord, extraordinary. For you do more than look upon us. You love us and bid us to get closer to you. We offer our hearts to you today and ask for your Holy Spirit to enlighten our ordinary lives that we may be bearers of you and your love. May this love be seen in us, not for gain, but for your glory. Amen.